a cat inside a mailbox on Goodwater Road over the weekend. The cat was found dead on Tuesday from apparent heat exhaustion. If you can help investigators, call the Tallapoosa County Sheriff's Office. And Tabitha Eisner, the Democratic nominee for the District 2 congressional seat, says there have been cyber attacks on her campaign's main webpage. Many of those attacks have come from Russian IP addresses. Eisner faces off against Congresswoman Martha Roby in November. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
It's easy to change a room with new carpet. It's even easier with new carpet financing from the Home Depot. With up to 24 months financing on special order installed carpet with your Home Depot consumer credit card. So make a dramatic change, but make paying for it a little less dramatic. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. With credit approval for qualifying purchases made on the Home Depot consumer credit card. Not available on the Home Depot Home Improver card. Terms and conditions apply. Exclude services purchased in-home. May not combine with any credit offer. Valid July 19th through July 25th.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Student loans, credit card payments, payday loans. I felt trapped by all the money I owed. Then I heard about debt consolidation from ASE Credit Union. It was such a relief to have someone help me figure it all out. Whether it's a lower interest loan or a zero interest credit card, ASE can help you get out of debt faster and lower your monthly payments. Say yes to ASE. They're your goals. ASE is your credit union. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump praised as an incredible offer Russia's proposal to allow Russian officials to question Americans. Now the White House says Trump rejects Vladimir Putin's offer.
Trump signing an executive order as more than 20 companies and trade groups, including Walmart, Microsoft, and Home Depot, sign a pledge.
Committing to train and retrain more than 3.8 million American students and workers.
In southern Pennsylvania, at least four people were injured in an explosion at an army facility.
facility. Comcast now says it's bowing out of the race to buy the entertainment business from 21st Century Fox.
The real-life house used in the opening and closing scenes of The Brady Bunch is for sale for just under $1.9 million.
Police say they discovered $63,000 hidden above a ceiling tile in the home of the Reverend Jonathan Worley.
The name Adrian Cronauer is synonymous with one movie line.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Cronauer, played by Robin Williams in the 1987 film, died.
Mitch McConnell announced Ryan Bounds' nomination to be a judge on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals was withdrawn.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Newstar 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on Friday, TGIF edition. It is 85 degrees outside. Stock market is up 29 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello.
TGIF, big guy.
Oh, I'm happy it's a Friday.
I'm always pumped about Fridays and got stuff planned for next week already. This weekend, I am ready to go. Yep, going to have more fun than a talk radio host should have. Hey, first time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card. $50 gift card for Fresh Market. Then we have a $60 gift basket from Tweet Creek Farm Market. That's open to any caller. Oh, guess what they're doing at Fresh Market?
Ooh.
They have the baby back ribs on sale for $2.99 a pound. That is literally half price.
That is a sweet deal.
You have to cook them, but I can tell you, ask one of the guys behind the counter what they do to season their ribs and how they cook them, and just follow that lead. You'll have to go and buy the seasoning over there that they take two of them and pair them together. They give it that great Fresh Market flavor on there.
No, I'm doing the big move tomorrow, but I imagine we'll get done by tomorrow, most of everything. And so to celebrate, I cook up a couple of racks for three hungry young men. For only $2.99 a pound, that's
$2.99. Really, really, I mean, good. That is a heck of a deal. This is high quality stuff, too. High quality. So, okay, so you have Sweet Creek Farm Market and you have Fresh Market for first time callers. Sweet Creek Farm Market open for anyone. And we're going to, we've got several things going on. One, Michael Cohen, they just released from the New York Times that Michael Cohen had actually taped a conversation with Donald Trump talking about a payoff for McDougal, the Playboy bunny that he saw and was dating for a while, and allegedly, I'll put that caveat in there. But then Giuliani came in and said, no, this actually proves that he wasn't there when the transaction happened. I think it was a post-transaction conversation that that happened. So that's kind of out there. Charlotte, North Carolina is going to be the home of the Republican National Convention.
Oh.
That's an excellent choice, by the way, because you get, you know, Charlotte is right on the border to South Carolina, where the cheapest gas is, right down about mile marker 6 miles down into South Carolina. I mean, it drops like 30 cents a gallon. I kicked myself the first time I got in North Carolina. I didn't see that. It was a long time ago, but there's no tax in that particular county on gas. But they're picking Charlotte, North Carolina, and I think that's a very good move for them. It's not that North Carolina isn't a safe state, but I think North Carolina would be even a better state. And that other thing is, you have some congressional districts that are in that area, including Trey Gowdy, which is in Spartanburg, South Carolina, right down the street from Charlotte. I think we'd go from Spartanburg to Charlotte. We could make it in like 35 minutes type thing. But the influence of the media on that district will be very big, because that is an open district. You have several that are in North Carolina that are open, and that you may be able to swing over a errant Democrat, as we could say. So I think that was a pretty good move on their part all the way around. It will certainly get a lot of media coverage. You know, we're going to have Dan Black in here next Wednesday.
Oh, nice.
I'm really looking forward to having him in here. But for this week, remember, it's generator time. It's time for you to get a generator, backup generator for your home. You can get a big one that carries everything, or you can get a little one that carries just the things that you want. But you, what you're going to have to do to find out how much it costs, and they have a special 7-year warranty on your generator. But what you need to do is give them a call and talk to them and see what they have to say about your house and getting a new generator for a backup generator for your house. So what you have to do, though, you have to take the initiative to call them at 334-269-8886, 269-8886. Mr. Electric, my good buddy Dan Black, he'll be in here next Wednesday at 1 o'clock, and I'm really looking forward to seeing him. Hadn't been here in a while. Boy, we've got so much stuff. Yes. We're going to have John Merrill is going to be calling in just a little bit, and we're going to be talking about this voter fraud case that we've got. We have kind of an interesting little topic. I'm going to play this, and, well, should I go ahead and go to break?
Yeah, we can do that.
Do that, and then we can play that cut on the way back and then bring John in?
Yeah.
Let's do that. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
July, vacations and hot weather. Alabama and Brubaker. We have loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram Truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti. All in one place and in Prattville. This month it is huge. The all-new, I mean really new, Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake or the beach or the park comfortably. Kia, save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover before the 2000 model arrives this month. Or the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or the Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. All at Brubaker Motors this week.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect. respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Voter fraud in the wake of this week's primary runoff election. The state investigating claims in Perry and Wilcox counties involving what could be illegal absentee ballots. WSFA 12 News reporter Jennifer Horton is joining us with this 2000 decision 2018 update. And Jen, this news is coming out after this week's runoff, but the allegations actually go back farther than that.
Well, Mark, we're told the concerns over absentee ballots actually started weeks ago. Secretary of State John Merrill tells us his office is investigating the intentional filing of illegal absentee ballots. Both Perry and Wilcox counties had much higher voter turnout totals than other counties of similar size. We asked Merrill whether the vote out totals could be indicative of voter fraud. He said at this point it would be strictly speculation. The Secretary of State's office will turn their findings over to state or federal prosecutors when the investigation is complete. We've also learned new information about voting concerns here in Montgomery. We're told the state is looking into 22 incidents of wrong ballots and voter poll issues split between precincts at the Acadome and the Old Cloverdale School. The state says it's truly issues of human error, which could all be avoided altogether if we would implement the use of electronic poll books.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228, that's where we are. Well, let's bring in the Secretary of State, the one and only John Merrill. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello, young Dan. How y'all making it today?
We're doing great, John. Appreciate you calling in today. First of all, how did you get wind of this? What did you see or did someone see that kind of got your attention to this? And who brought it to your attention?
Dan, we were contacted by constituents in each one of those counties and asked to examine the process and the procedures that were in place related to absentee participation. They asked us to come unannounced so people would not be prepared for what we were actually going to do. The benefit was it enabled us to kind of catch people by surprise. As a matter of fact, one of the absentee election brokers in Wilcox County was actually at the courthouse the day that I was there. And so I had an opportunity to visit with her and to interact with her on a personal level to make sure that she knew that all we want is to have safe, secure, and fair elections. Needless to say, she was somewhat taken aback and stunned when she realized we were there and what we were doing. And I think that having a little sunlight on the situation is always the best disinfectant.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about some of the numbers. I was kind of astonished at some of the numbers here. Let's take Wilcox County. How much of an increase did you have of absentee ballots there? What percentage of the roll?
Well, look, I went to three polling locations in Wilcox County on election day.
Mm-hmm.
One of the boxes had 64 voters. One of them had 80 voters. And the third one also had 80 voters. But they had well more than 500 absentee ballots that were returned, and yet a couple of hundred were denied to be accepted through the return process. So those were not able to be counted. Same thing happened in Perry County, except the difference in Perry was that one of the county commissioners, who is viewed by many people in that area as a ring leader in the absentee process, one of the people who contracts with absentee election brokers, was actually there at the courthouse. He was contacted by one of his workers. They told them that we had two observers there. We had an attorney and we had a senior elections official from the Office of the Secretary of State. And what happened in that instance was that he actually became very confrontational. He wanted them to leave. He wanted all the votes to be counted, even though they didn't meet the standard as prescribed by the code and the Constitution of Alabama as far as being counted was concerned, with the appropriate envelopes being sealed in the way that they were supposed to be sealed. And in saying all of that, the major problem is he just wanted the ballots counted regardless of whether or not they met the standard or not. We explained to him that was not going to be the case and that was not going to be allowable. He said he was going to contact the sheriff and have our people arrested. And I said, Commissioner, you're not going to have anybody arrested because we're down there working on behalf of the people of Alabama. And we're trying to make sure that the people that live in Perry County have their votes counted and have their voice heard just the way they've intended for it to occur.
Wow, that is amazing. So did he have a pretty stunned look on his face when you showed up?
Well, I didn't get to see him. I was in Wilcox when that conversation took place.
Okay.
But I will tell you that he was very confrontational when it comes to trying to figure out exactly what was going on and in interacting with our people. And in saying that, he was not very receptive to assisting them.
How are you handling it now? Do you have a team that's going through these and trying to find the commonality of the ballot requests? For example, same address and things like that?
Well, there's a process, Dan, that we have to go through in order to make sure that everything has been followed and that people are doing what they're supposed to do. And if it doesn't meet the standard, then that's going to be a concern for them. And we've got to make sure that everything is copacetic. And if it is, then there's not a concern in that particular instance. But if there is a concern, then we have to pursue it. And we have to pursue it based on how the witnesses choose to corroborate and cooperate with us and how the election officials choose to cooperate and to collaborate and cooperate with us. There's a ways to go, but we're doing what we need to do right now.
And in this, what would be, if you find that somebody was doing this intentionally, will you turn this over to Aaliyah or would it go to AG or who?
Well, as you know, Dan, we established the Alabama Election Fairness Project back in March of 2015 cooperative effort with the Attorney General at the time, Luther Strange, and the Secretary of Law Enforcement at the time, Spencer Collier, to make sure that we had a way to participate in the investigation as well as having cooperation from a prosecutor who would be interested in helping us get where we needed to go. And that's what we've chosen to do at this point, is to continue to work in that regard. Now, it may be that we work with the district attorney, or that we work with the attorney general, or that we work with the U.S. attorney. It just depends on which one is going to be more cooperative and more favorable to us doing what we need to do, going where we need to go, and getting the result that will be the result that's supposed to be received based on what's occurred.
Did you notice any addresses that it was multiple applications from one or two addresses?
Oh, Dan. We always got those people trying to play those games, my friend. And those are the ones that will always heighten our interest as we move toward further investigation.
Interesting. So at what point did you get wind of this?
Well, that conversation started back even before the primary. But because we have such a small staff, it's difficult for us to make sure that we can give full attention in a physical nature to all the areas that we need to give that attention. So we're just doing what we need to do in order to make sure that we're going to get the results that are necessary in order to ensure that we have safe, secure, and fair elections with credibility and integrity.
Well, John, great job on it. I really appreciate you calling in. I wanted to bring the audience up to date so you could tell them how you're handling this. And I appreciate the way you're doing this.
Dan, I appreciate you, and call us anytime.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, John Merrill, Secretary of State, great state of Alabama. That was interesting.
Indeed.
I think something's going to happen on this one.
Yeah, it just, the idea of how many people actually went and voted that day at, say, the boxes he gave the example of, you know, 80, it's 100-something, all boxes total, and yet there are 500 absentee ballots that people want it processed.
Something's kind of suspicious here.
Something stinky.
Yeah, Perry County was where you had the DOJ case that they won. And when people talk about ballot security and election tampering, this is it. This is it. This is really it. And so this isn't Russians. This is good old Alabamians trying to fool other Alabamians so they can have the power and kind of keep it all together here. Speaking of races, second congressional district candidate, Democrat, says her website and campaign got hacked, and guess who she says hacked them? Russia. Let's listen in.
Developments tonight in the 2nd District congressional race. Evidence has surfaced of apparent Russian meddling. Officials with Democrat Tabitha Eisner's campaign report multiple attempts to hack into their website, many of which came from Russian internet service providers. WSFA 12 News anchor John O'Connor is joining us live tonight with more on this story. John?
Yeah, Mark. Eisner's campaign manager telling us they found 1,400 attempted hacks on Eisner's site last week. They're concerned that this is not just part of an alarming trend, but a real and immediate threat. The hacking attempts are known as brute force attacks. That's an attempt to log in as an administrator on a site by guessing the login information. The Eisner campaign's website administrator picked up on the activity. They notified the campaign. None of the attacks were successful, but they could determine that the vast majority of them came from Russian ISPs. Why Eisner's campaign was targeted and what the hackers plan to do with the information they found right now, frankly, is anyone's guess. We contacted Martha Roby, the Republican incumbent candidate in the 2nd Congressional District race, and Mark, they said they have not found any activity like that on their website.
All right, John, thanks for that. The campaign says that it traced other attempted hacks to Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Belarus, and in the U.S.
Okay. So one of two things. One, out of all the candidates that are running, why do they pick a Democrat in the 2nd Congressional District? Now, I have on my website, I have attempts of people trying to hack us. And there's a real problem of Russia. I mean,
yes.
I had a lengthy conversation with Big John, our digital guy, and I said, Dan, you know, they're trying to hit your site, you know, hundreds of times a day.
Right.
But we have something on it that they're never going to be able to get in. But it's a worldwide problem. But I don't see why they picked this lady in, or is she kind of putting two plus two together? Because it would be kind of an interesting, I mean, you wouldn't have even heard of this lady unless
right.
she used the word Russia and hack in one sentence. So either she was among a random group of people that this is happening to hundreds of campaigns, or did it just happen to her? I don't believe that it just happened to her. But it certainly would be a good way to get on the news and get your face seen, wouldn't it? News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
In our time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area.
This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If you are in the market to refinance or purchase, look no further than Alabama Home Mortgage. We are your local lender. Can't find the time to give us a call? We understand. Apply for a mortgage on your time, whether that's while you're waiting on your kids in the carpool line or just before you go to sleep. You can apply 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Visit our website, alahomemortgage.com, and select the Blink link to get started today. You heard me right. Click the Blink link to get started. No appointment necessary. Or give us a call today at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. My team and I are ready to assist you. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. It's believed that the bodies of everyone who died in the sinking of a tourist duck boat in Branson, Missouri, have now been found. 17 people. The boat capsized during a sudden storm.
The owner of the duck boat says the company is assisting in the investigation. Duck boats are named for their ability to travel on land and in water and have been involved in deadly accidents before, the most recent being 3 years ago when one collided with a bus in Seattle, killing 13 people.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, 14 people survived this accident on Table Rock Lake. In central Iowa, there's a lot of tornado damage to clean up.
Oh, my God. Honey, get inside. They just went a house.
It's Facebook user TJ Phillips in Bondurant. Buildings are destroyed in the city of Marshalltown, where at least 10 people are reported hurt, with 7 others hurt at a manufacturing plant in Pella. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
A heat advisory remains in effect. The heat index is high as 105 later on. Isolated storms are possible today. The rain chances are small in the daytime hours today with a high temperature possibly as high as 94. Then tonight starts out quiet but strong, possibly severe storms late tonight and in the wee hours of the morning with damaging wind gusts possible. Our weather app will keep you on top of warnings for your area. Low temperature in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, plenty of heat and humidity around again. Possible redevelopment of some stronger storms with a high temperature around 94, triple-digit heat indices again. Then on Sunday, a more routine situation, widely scattered storms, more in the 30% range with highs in the low to mid-90s. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet today with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Starry nights, sunny days, I always thought that love should be that way. Then comes a time that you're
272-922-A, that's where we are.
Now you're all loved out. Ooh, ooh, baby, we've been a long, long way. And who's to say where we'll be tomorrow?
Yeah, we did the story yesterday about Rose Sanders, Hank Sanders' bride. She changes her name like every 5 years. And I'm doing the signs. And picking up the signs that she shouldn't have been doing, and then she got arrested. Well, this is what this story just so typifies the Sanders, both Hank the Bank and Rose. They'll just sit there and say something that's completely untrue, and then somebody's got video of it, and they find out you're lying. I mean, for example, in the second part of the story, you can hear Hank the Bank say, "They wouldn't let me see my wife." Well, then the video has got him reaching through the little bars, not in a cell, but in a where they have bars where you can't get back into where a holding area is, and he's handing her stuff. So, out and out lie. Then it's like she just makes stuff up. I wasn't doing this. I wouldn't, and they have the signs in the car. This is what is wrong, that somebody feels so empowered, they feel so entitled, that they would just sit there and lie to you because their cause is more important than the truth. Let's listen to the story.
The Selma Police Department is now responding to a number of claims that Senator Hank Sanders made regarding his wife's recent arrest. Faya Rose Touré, an attorney and activist in Selma, has been charged with theft and attempting to elude police. She was caught removing campaign signs Monday, according to police. Those campaign signs for the primary runoff that was held earlier this week.
This body cam footage shows the chase Faya Rose Touré led police on before she was taken into custody Monday.
Arrested for eluding police.
You can see here in this video the campaign sign inside her vehicle that authorities say started it all.
If she felt it was on the right of way, she has no authority to remove. But she physically took custody of something, and that's when it became theft.
Prior to all of this, the Selma Police Department says they were receiving a number of complaints from residents who had spotted Touré removing signs, but police couldn't do anything until they spotted her themselves. Chief Spencer Collier chose to release the full incident report. He says it outlines two encounters not caught on camera between the investigator who caught Touré in the act.
The investigator pulled alongside of her and asked her to do the godly thing, and again, her response was go to hell. She ran a red light.
So they turn the body cam on, and she panics, and she's sitting there with her phone, and she's recording this, like, you know, Black Lives Matter type stuff. And so they do the body cam, turn it on, and she panics, and she goes and gets in her car and takes off. Runs from the police. And runs a red light. I mean, you can, and this is the entitled class of politicians out there. They think that they have it all, and they're going to win in court because of their race and all this kind of stuff. This is nuts. Absolutely. And this is, please go away, Hank Sanders and the Sanders family. Let's listen to the second part.
According to these documents, Touré stopped, exited her van, and approached the officer. But when she saw him activate his body cam, she ran back to her van, and she took off again. That is when a vehicle pursuit call was issued.
So at that point, the general rule is any officer available responds.
Now, Touré's husband and attorney, Senator Hank Sanders, made claims that his wife's arrest was unjust and police refused to let him see or speak to her. Collier says this video caught on body camera as she was being booked tells a different story.
My recommendation is going to be request the Attorney General's office to handle the prosecution since there's been allegations.
Touré has now been released on bail. There have also been claims that Sanders, that the Selma PD ignored death threats being made towards Touré. Chief Collier says he has personally assigned an investigator to her case and it is ongoing.
That is unbelievable. That is absolutely unbelievable. And just sitting there lying about it, that's the incredible thing. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Yeah, of course. You know, suddenly they're having death threats made against them, so they're the victims.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and you remember Hank Sanders did the press conference and, you know, said that she kept going, all these signs were out there, and they ignored it, and they were discriminating against her.
Right, right. You know, if Hank Sanders graduated from Harvard Law, they must have been doing it, grading him on a huge curve.
I tell you, he would always crack me up when I would talk to him because he just butchers the King's English.
English language.
I mean, he cannot use, you know, his adverbs and the way he'll add things to kind of give it a new meaning or something. He'll just make up words.
pluralized singulars and
yeah. Oh, I was crazy.
And Rose, she sounds like Debbie Moore smoking a pack of cigarettes today. Can't hardly understand a word she says. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's so funny because my wife, when she moved here in state to go to medical school, I was trying to tell her about some of the politicians here, mm-hmm. and she said, I thought you were either grossly exaggerating or outright lying when you were telling me about the way some of the politicians in Alabama were. He says, now I realize you were telling the truth.
Yeah, there you go. We live in our own reality.
It really is.
But it is just amazing to me that someone is just going to just sit there and lie.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, I'm the political elite, and so what are you going to do to me? I hope that she gets arrested for all the numerous things that she did, not just the sign, but eluding arrest and all of that.
Absolutely. But do you remember about, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago when Alvin got pulled over at night dead drunk by county, you know, deputy, and had him fired?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the level of absolute arrogance that these people have, you know, that you can get caught red-handed, and like you're saying, still lie, acting as if you are the absolute harbinger of all truth in the universe.
Yeah, and I think we're getting over that, though, now. I think we're starting to understand that these politicians are vulnerable.
You mean absolutely corrupt? So, have a good one, guys.
Thank you, David. Appreciate you. You have a great weekend. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. Yeah, I thought you guys would get a kick out of that one out there. So, got a lot of stuff kind of going on here. But then we get into another favorite subject for Montgomeryans.
Ah, this one.
The Southern Poverty Law Center is getting dinged for $3.750 million because of mislabeling a man as anti-Muslim. Let's listen to the story here.
Well, there's new fallout for the Southern Poverty Law Center, a left-wing group, after its 2016 field guide inaccurately characterized our guest, Majid Nawaz, and the Quilliam Foundation like this. They said he is an anti-Muslim extremist. He and Quilliam, his organization, caused hate-based violence and criminal hate violence, end quote. The group now issuing an apology and paying out a huge legal settlement. Majid Nawaz is the founding chairman of Quilliam Foundation and a former radical. He joins us now with his exclusive reaction to this all. So the Southern Poverty Law Center was forced to pay you $3.375 million in this.
$3.375 million.
Okay, don't forget that five.
Yes.
How in the world did you, as a moderate Muslim who's fighting extremism within Islam, how did you get labeled as an extremist by this group?
It's shocking, Pete. I'm a liberal. I grew up respecting the work of the Southern Poverty Law Center, and their work against the KKK in particular was something that somebody like me, who looks like me, grew up appreciating. And of course, what they talk about is their main mission statement, to challenge extremism, to stand for human rights, is precisely what we do in Quilliam. Within our own Muslim communities, we challenge Muslim extremists. Of course, nobody can deny that's an issue these days. So mm-hmm. I flew in last night from London. Forgive the early morning look. I've just literally...
you look terrible.
I've got off a plane, and I met with the president after this settlement.
Of the Southern Poverty Law.
Yes, I had dinner with him for the first time last night. And I asked him this very question. How on earth could this mistake have happened? And was I set up? Was this a hit job on me? Were you under the undue influence of Muslim extremists? Was this somebody seeking revenge? And Pete, honestly, they genuinely seemed to me sorry for what's happened. Of course, it's an expensive mistake. But they also said to me that it was a genuine mistake. I'm still trying to explore and get to the bottom of this, but so far, what they've said to me is it was genuinely...
It genuinely was a mistake. I'm sorry, he talked over him there. $3.75 million?
Hmm.
That's a heap of cash. I wonder how they explain that to their donor base.
Right. Well, and this is what I love about Majid. He will sit down with anybody, though, and have a conversation. So even the guys he just sued and got all this money from, I want to still talk to you and understand, why did you do this?
Yeah, and that's what he's going to say in this next piece, is that, you know, how did this happen that I got on the list here?
mistake. What would the roots of that mistake be? So the left-wing organization looks at you, who are fighting extremists, and says you're the extremist. How does that add up?
Well, you know, we live in polarized times, and there are a few topics that expose populists on either end of the extreme. I call it a triple threat that we face. You know, we've got the populist left, the populist right, and, of course, the Islamist theocrats, the Muslim extremists. All three of them don't like moderates in the middle. And also, by the way, they also agree on their anti-Semitism. They also don't like Jews. So I put this question to them. I said, how could you be so simplistic? I think what happened, Pete, is that when you move too far to the left, any criticism of a minority community, any criticism in this case of Islam, appears to be a far-right perspective. And so there's a binary worldview that they took. Mm. And they didn't understand that just as they in the South would challenge certain extremists, say, for example, in the Bible Belt, that's their mission statement, to challenge, for example, what they consider are Christian fundamentalists, we have those within our community, Muslim fundamentalists, which is what we challenge.
How much of this has to do with political correctness in your mind?
Well, of course, you know, there's increasingly it's becoming difficult to have a sane and rational conversation around Islamist extremism. Our previous president, Obama, he couldn't even name the term Islamist mm-hmm. extremism. It's difficult to have a nuanced conversation. I am seeking to do so. I said to the Southern Poverty Law Center, we agree on more than we disagree when it comes mm-hmm. to challenging extremism. And you know, I really wanted to understand how this could have happened and how I could have ended up on their list.
So he had dinner with him last night, he said, and I'm assuming that Cohen or somebody was up in New York type thing versus him being here.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because how would he get back to New York that fast unless he took a late red-eye flight? But, man, that's a lot of money. And it's coming. I mean, they've got tons of cash. There's no doubt about it. But I'm not sure if their donors know that they make a mistake like this that they're paying. And it was an agreed-upon settlement. And he didn't sue them for it. They said, we messed up, and here's some money.
And I don't know if they get into this in the next clip, but here's the irony of with this guy's past. He wasn't ever a violent terrorist, but he once was a radical Islamist.
Right.
And he got thrown in prison in Egypt. He met actual violent terrorists in prison, and it made him realize, talking to these terrorists, that, oh, this is where my logic will lead me if I keep thinking this way. This is messed up. And a group kind of like the SPLC in Europe actually put him on a list as a Muslim extremist after his conversion to being a moderate. So he sued them.
I didn't know that.
And he won a settlement for being accused of being a radical Muslim. And now he has to turn around and sue the SPLC and wins for being called an anti-Muslim radical. The story's crazy.
It is crazy. News on 93.1. We're going to be back with the last part of that. Southern Poverty Law Center, they get dinged.
The Dan Morris Show.
Starry nights, sunny days. I always thought that love should be that way. Then comes a time that you're ridden with doubt. You've plugged all you can and now you're all loved out. Ooh, ooh, baby, we've been a long, long way. And who's to say where we'll be?
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need, and no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Holly's Home Furnishings and Zaza Series Italian, to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to one of our sponsors and help cram the van from Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Holly's Home Furnishings, Zaza Series Italian, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com. MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But, Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can.
272-9228, that's where we are. Remember the summer that this song came out. Okay, so Southern Poverty Law Center gets dinged for mislabeling this guy. And so he goes back and he's kind of going, you know, I don't want to kind of kick him in the you know what, but, you know, we need to figure out what went wrong here. How did this happen? Let's listen in.
And you throw around words like hate, you better be right about it. And in this case, they were wrong, and it cost them You sued them, and it cost them over $3 million.
Well, they settled for that much.
They settled for it. Got it.
$3.375 million, and a public apology, a video apology that seemed to me sincere.
Here is the apology we've got right here. He said, Mr. Nawaz and Quilliam have made valuable and important contributions to public discourse, including by promoting pluralism and condemning both anti-Muslim bigotry and Islamist extremism. So it's good when you see the good guys fight, and ultimately, I don't agree with much the Southern Poverty. I mean, there's work to be done to fight hate, but in this case, when they actually step back and say we were wrong.
Well, this is why I'm not here to rub salt into the wounds. I recognize that this is a weak moment for them. They've paid me millions, and it would be, I think, undignified of me to try and put the boot in at this stage. Mm-hmm. But I do want them to understand that something clearly went wrong in the processes here. If it could have gone wrong for me, which was such a clear case, then there are others who A, don't have the voice or the platform I had, and B, perhaps don't have the resources to back that. And I want those processes to be checked, because when you call somebody an anti-Muslim extremist, they had a list. Ayan Hirsi Ali was on it, right? In our communities, that's putting a target on our heads for the jihadists to come and kill us.
Absolutely.
As happened with Ayan Hirsi Ali's friend in the Netherlands.
Yes.
These are serious allegations that terrorists take very seriously, and they go after people like
that's
us.
That's a great point.
I don't know if you guys have you been to the website where they have the map?
Oh, yeah.
And you know, what you'll do is, if you look at some of these maps, it'll be a church in Coleman, Alabama.
Right.
And it's just a regular church. It's a very religious regular church. It's a Primitive Baptist church. But that's one of the people that are on their hate list.
Well, and they include, you know, your classic hate groups.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the...
I mean, they've got KKK.
KKK, neo-Nazi, black separatists, I mean, Nation of Islam they have on there. They've got a lot of different groups on there.
But if you look at, you disagree with the gay, lesbian lifestyle, then you're part of a hate group. And I hate it when people are trying to deal with religious issues that are not religious themselves. They don't kind of understand the way somebody thinks.
Oh, and another one that's I know polarizing around here is neo-Confederate. Now, I think there's some people who take that too far, but if you're, say, you know, part of a heritage group or if you're a historian, you have a different take. You get called neo-Confederate, doesn't mean you necessarily want the South to rise again. Maybe you do. But some of these things are nuanced, and just to slap the label on it, if you want to sue the KKK, go ahead. And if you want to point out neo-Nazis, go ahead when it's pretty clear what they're doing. But if there's a nuanced discussion to be had, especially in the case of Majid Nawaz, be careful.
You know, particularly churches, that's what really bothers me. And because someone upholds their religious beliefs doesn't mean that they're a bad person at all. Let's fit in Cooper before the top of the hour. Hey, Cooper, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan. You know, I was just listening to the tape you played and thinking about it. And it kind of, I don't know if a light went on or what, but we've gotten to the point now that everything is equal. All religions are equal. All countries are equal. All cultures are equal. And if you believe that some religions are different or are not good, then you're a bigot or a racist. Mm-hmm. And does that mean, like, if I say, well, I guess Satanism is a religion. If I speak out against that, I'm a bigot.
Yeah. Well, you're intolerant to them. You're intolerant.
Yeah, well, but it goes back to we have to give equal weight or recognition to every single group. No one's any better than anyone else. And I'm not talking about individuals. I'm talking about cultures. No culture is better than another. They're all equal. We can't discriminate based on any kind of logical thinking. I think that this multiculturalism leads to this.
Right. That's exactly right.
And
what happens, this is something else I don't like, particularly when I'm having a discussion with somebody, is when they call me intolerant, and what they're doing is they're not willing to tolerate me and my beliefs. And I got into a pretty heated discussion with a liberal feminist type, and it was her intolerance to me that was having the problem here.
Well, yes, and that's always the case, but, you know, they're not going to admit it.
Yeah, no, that's right. And, Doctor, I'm not talking about you, by the way. I'm talking about somebody else. So she's listening. She listens to the show. I have one lady
who listens. Why did you even attempt to discuss anything with a liberal?
Oh, I like doing that. Well, and here's the thing, and what I always say is, okay, here's kind of a couple of my ground rules, and you tell me yours. The first person to call the other person a name loses.
Right.
And what happens is they will find themselves not being able to really uphold what they believe in because their belief does not have any substance to it. It has a feeling behind it. And that's where they always get messed up. It's the feeling that's driving them. It's not the substance of the issue.
Well, when I do discuss this with someone that I want to seriously talk about it with, my first rule is we have to define terms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I can say something and they're thinking it means one thing, and I'm thinking it means something else. So we've got to get on the same page when we start making these, when we start throwing these words and ideas around.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You've got to have some definition in there, and it cannot be your interpretation of the meaning of that. It needs to be the real-for-life meaning of it. Cooper, I'm up against the top of the hour break. Thank you so much for your call. Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.